Mr. Oforiatta was upbeat that the revised roadmap, when finalized, would accelerate the process of establishing the Monetary Union of West Africa by 2020. He said there is currently a strong political solidarity for the successful roll out of the unionized monetary regime.
There's been an awakening across parts of West Africa in recent years, or months even, in what is arguably the groundswell support for a currency that represents our sovereignty as a people. On the one hand, there's a growing demand for a rethink of the exogenous organization of some of our currencies by some groups, civil society organizations and economists, and the political headway so far made in our resolve to achieve our goal of a common currency by 2020. Sets the stage for a new dawn where we hold the keys to our own developmental trajectory as a people.
Ghana's finance minister called on the policy implementers to work together to mop up resources to set the stage for the achievement of the ECO.
Implementation of the activity of the roadmap will require financial, human, and material resources, and we must work together to ensure we secure the necessary resources to execute the final roadmap towards achievement of a single currency program in 2020.
The second ministerial committee meeting will conclude with the drafted recommendations for a clear roadmap for the monetary union to be achieved by 2020.
Nana Jiman Prempe files that report.